Left join entertainment elites to mock Trump's ear bandage after assassination attempt. By Paul Bois on July 17, 2024. Members of the far left joined with their entertainment elite compatriots on social media to mock former President Trump's ear bandage just days after he survived an assassination attempt which also took the life of one man. Sneering far left Star Wars actor Mark Hamill happily showed the way. According to Ronnie Jackson, the former White House doctor who became a Texas congressman, Trump lost a little bit of his ear when the bullet grazed him on Saturday. "I checked his ear out," Jackson said. "I went up and dressed his ear this morning." The exact injuries on Trump have not been disclosed yet, but Jackson said the former president was lucky to have survived. Related, Representative Michael Ruhi discusses Secret Service, Trump assassination attempt. "It was far enough away from his head that there was no concussive effect from the bullet. And it just took the top of his ear off," said Jackson. "It was bleeding like crazy, you know the ear is pretty vascular, it bleeds pretty badly." Jackson also said that Trump would have died had he not turned his head at the right moment. "If he hadn't have done in that exact millisecond that he started, that bullet would have entered his head," said Jackson. Several Democrat leaders, including President Joe Biden and former President Barack Obama, have called for a lowering in temperature, but certain factions of the online left did not take that seriously and proceeded to mock Trump's wounds. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProlandFilms or Instagram at ProlandFilms.